Well, no secret, we love our independent bookstores, and we also love the towns that they inhabit. Take Woodstock, for instance. Strolling down Tinker Street, you may find a deep need to read, and you will be led right to the front door of the Golden Notebook bookstore. It's a recurring phenomenon, we hear. Jacqueline Callahan of the Golden Notebook has been keeping track of what literary pursuits are bringing people through the door, and she is with us with an update. Jacqueline, it's always wonderful to see you. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Has it been busy?
Yeah.
A beehive of activity in that bookstore?
Yeah, it has.
That's
especially
very cool.
Yeah, we actually recently did some renovations, so the store's a little bit bigger.
And spiffy.
Yeah, spiffy is a good word.
Excellent. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I have to say one thing. My inspiration for all the books that I picked today is Woodstock. And I was looking around at all the amazing books, and I thought, my gosh, I have 6 books by Woodstock authors that just came out, and they kind of cover a whole range of genres. And how often does that happen? So the first book I'd like to talk about today is a new book by Tony Fletcher, and it's called A Light That Never Goes Out, The Enduring Saga of the Smiths. And Tony Fletcher lives in Woodstock, and he's written many books about music, the definitive biography of Keith Moon, a book about REM, a fabulous book about New York City, music in New York City. And this book focuses on the Smiths, Johnny Marr and Morrissey being the core of the group. They lasted from 1982 when they were founded to 1987, just 5 years. They produced 4 albums. And they kind of took over the mantle in some ways of The Clash and some of the other groups. They had a very political stand. They were vegetarianism. They were anti-Thatcherists, anti-consumerists. And they also had that kind of romantic celibate Morrissey thing going on. When I was reading the book, I couldn't help but watch clips on them on YouTube, and it was amazing. Their music is so good.
Yeah,
I don't know
really
if
cool.
You had a big poster of the Smiths in your college dorm room in 1985 or 6 or 7, maybe?
That was the exact time I was in college, and I didn't, but not because of not caring for the group, just because I didn't know that there was a poster.
So anyway, the Smiths had cult following in the U.S., and this is actually the first U.S. book about the Smiths. There have been a couple others that came out in the U.K., and this Saturday we're doing an event with Tony Fletcher in Woodstock at Oriole 9 Restaurant, and he'll be reading and discussing the book, and also we'll have performance of Smith songs by local artist Robert Warren and Grasshopper from Mercury Rev.
That is awesome. It is a light that never goes out, the enduring saga of the Smiths.
So another, it would be really cool if James Patterson lived in Woodstock. It would be interesting to run into him on the street. But it is always interesting to run into Marshall Karp on the street. And he has paired up with James Patterson for the second time with a wonderful thriller called NYPD Red. And NYPD Red is a unit dedicated to protecting the rich and famous of New York. And Zach Jordan and Kylie McDonald are newly assigned partners with a romantic past. A man calling himself the Chameleon is killing off many big Hollywood players visiting the town to satisfy the movie that he's filming in his head. And this is as good a thriller as any for the season. It's entertaining. The dialogue is crisp. You want to give a great thriller to someone for Christmas? NYPD Red is a good one.
You know, James Patterson puts his name on a lot of these books, and they have different authors, the co-authors, the people who actually write them. So they're all a little bit different. What makes this one good is that Marshall Karp has written it, and Marshall, besides being a very good friend, is a wonderful writer and hilariously funny. And I think the book, you use the word crisp, which is a great word, and but the dialogue is so good, and I don't know if it's just because I know Marshall so well, but it made me giggle. I just the book is very funny, and it has a nice edge to it, and it is endlessly entertaining.
It is. It's a really fun read, and I hope that we see more books with this team in place.
Absolutely. I think Marshall does too.
Good. So next book is by Woodstock author Chris Carr, Crazy Sexy Kitchen. And this is actually, believe, the fourth book by Chris. She is a living with cancer. She wrote a book called Crazy Sexy Cancer,
right.
Crazy Sexy Cancer Survivor.
Yep.
Then Crazy Sexy Diet. And this is really, and this kitchen kind of follows up, this kitchen, this book follows up on the Crazy Sexy Diet. She's a wellness activist. And I think that one of the most powerful pieces of advice that she gives is that you can, taking control of your health is as simple as the choices you make in your kitchen, right? And this is what she's doing in this book. And she begins the book by grounding it sort of in her lifestyle and her philosophy and a little bit of family history. And she teams up with Chef Chad Sarno, as well as a number of other guest chefs. And it's just incredible plant-based recipes. They're great.
The book is Crazy Sexy Kitchen, 150 Plant-Empowered Recipes to Ignite a Mouthwatering Revolution. Chris Carr is the author, published by Hay House.
That's correct. Next book is a book called Under the North Light, The Life and Work of Maud and Miska Petersham. And Maud and Miska Petersham were illustrators that lived in the early 20th century in Woodstock, and they were married, and they worked together. One was left-handed, one was right-handed. One would start the illustrations, the other would finish them and color them. Maud grew up, was from the Kingston area, and Miska was an immigrant from Hungary. And they illustrated many other books, like, for instance, I'm showing a picture of a beautiful picture of a book that was written by Carl Sandburg in 1922. And they just... They lived a working life together in Woodstock. They had a beautiful home called Storybook. And this book talks about their life. It talks about them as a working couple. It talks about a little bit what it was like to live in Woodstock in the 20s and the 30s. And it's a gorgeous coffee table holiday book, perfect for someone who is really interested in the history of children's books and children's literature in the United States.
It's gorgeous work. Did the book come out of an exhibition or?
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. There's an exhibition at WAM, at the Woodstock Artists Association Museum across the street, and they did an exhibit of much of their work and the book. It isn't so much, you know, that this is the
catalog.
It's not the catalog, but it accompanied the show.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And actually, we're going to be our holiday windows this year, which will be unveiled at the Woodstock Open House this Friday night, are taking inspiration from some of these pictures.
Gorgeous. Under the North Light, the life and work of Maud and Miska Petersham.
Next book is a book called True Nature, an illustrated journal of the four seasons in solitude. And this is by an artist by the name of Barbara Bash, and she practiced Tibetan Buddhism also. And it's a book just about being in nature, enjoying nature by season, and journaling it with pictures, illustrated journaling. And so after your holiday season, you need to decompress, you need to detox. This is the perfect book to inspire you to find yourself after and center after the holidays.
Yeah, Barbara's been on the show. She's a wonderful practitioner of what she writes about. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it is. For children's books, a really great buy for the child in your life of any age would be a new book called Meet Me at the Art Museum by David Golden. And it is a whimsical look behind the scenes of an art museum. So it has a cool map of like the floor plan of an art museum. And it talks to you about what a curator does and what an educator does. And it talks to you about how exhibitions are laid out. And it's just a really, really fun book with super fun pictures and illustrations and even some actual miniature works of art by famous artists in the book. And in our window now, actually, is a model of an art museum that David built to accompany an event that we had a few weeks ago. And so if you're walking through Woodstock, at least for the next couple of days, you should come and check it out.
That's really cool. And it's not about, because you find a lot of books that are about specific museums, but this is just about museums in general.
Exactly.
And so he sort of has created the perfect. I love the... I love the explanations of the difference. I guess it would put a child at ease of going to a museum of sort of knowing the layout and the rules.
I think so. Yeah.
You know, not the rules, but the of how it's going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a great character here called Stub,
Yes.
Yeah, very, very cute. Meet me at the Art Museum. David Golden is the author. A whimsical look behind the scenes. Very neat.
And last book I have today is he doesn't live in Woodstock, but he lives in the Hudson Valley, and his name is Hudson Talbot, and he's written many children's books. And this one is called It's All About Meow, and it's all about basically cats and their dominance.
That's why we love them.
Exactly. Why they rule, the importance of catitude, things like that. This is a great book for the cat lover in your life, kids and adults. One of my favorite pages is where we look at the anatomy of a cat versus the anatomy of a human. So for a cat, the eyesight is laser-like. For the human, the eyesight is dim. The human nose, big but feeble. The cat nose, cute and powerful.
Hmm.
You get the idea.
I am a huge Hudson Talbot fan, and the book looks adorable. It's called It's All About Meow, and he's a wonderful artist, an incredible illustrator, and the book looks awesome. It's All About Meow, and so as far as events go, you have the Smiths event.
We have the Smiths event this Saturday, 6 p.m., Oriole 9, 17 Tinker Street, Woodstock, New York.
Excellent.
Yep.
And then the unveiling of the windows and all the
big unveiling of the windows is actually this Friday. It's the Woodstock Open House starting at 5 p.m. So all the stores in town will be open late. And you can, come buy local authors in your local bookstore.
All kinds of great stuff
yeah.
that'll be happening at the bookstore throughout the holiday season. You can check it out by checking out their website first. It's goldennotebook.com. Better yet, go see them. See the windows. See the store. Go in and say hi to Jack. Hello. 29 Tinker Street in Woodstock is the place to go. Jacqueline Callahan, it's always a pleasure to have you on our program. I thank you very much. Have a wonderful holiday season and great suggestions. Thank you very much. Great idea. A lot of talent in the region, isn't there?
There sure is.
Wow. Well, thank you for putting it on display. Again, goldennotebook.com for more information. You can find the complete book list also at our website, wamc.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.